So I didn't know if we were ever going to hear about hedgehog inhibitors again, because, we were talking about that a few years ago and still in basal cell of the skin. But now I see hedgehog inhibitors coming to AML, maybe Lesdegib.
Yeah. Well, again, I'll have to see more data with this particular agent. I think there is a lot to say about the hedgehog inhibitors and the pathways that are potentially mediating leukemic stem cell persistence. There is trials that are looking at it and demonstrating some promise, as you just mentioned, whether it will potentially pan out and be available for us and whether it will compete well with the other strategies that we've talked about today, we'll have to see.
Any experience with this agent?
I personally have not. So we have not, as an institution, been on clinical trials. I have not had patients on it. I've presented and published literature, and I've spoken to other investigators who've treated patients on it.
Do you know Keith Flaherty?
I do.
I think I remember talking to him about it, not about this one, but about bismuthegib. And the weird thing about that, and I was curious whether they see it with this agent, was this really weird dysgeusia, really profound lack of taste. Do you know if you see that with this one?
I've heard of it, and I've actually spoken to Keith about this. So he's brought this up to me as well. It's a kind of an interesting phenomenon, which seems to impact the sort of direct impact on what you're sort of inhibiting there with that particular agent and the effect on your taste buds.
Yeah, I think he said they let patients stop the drug for Thanksgiving, so they can eat.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, well, let's go on. I want to ask you about gemtuzumab, old story. What's up with that?
Well, gemtuzumab, as far as I know, is still not available, but there is a lot of interest, I think, in potentially having antibody drug conjugates available in AML. One of the challenges with gemtuzumab, as you know, historically, has been the potential liver toxicity, particularly veno-occlusive disease. And that has been difficult because, especially in AML, a lot of your patients you're going to have who are relapsed refractory following transplant, who already potentially are at risk, have already received myeloablative regimens, such as with busulfan, and might be at risk for this particular entity. So that has been a consideration and a concern in the past. But since the drug was withdrawn, there have been a series of additional trials that have basically been presented that have suggested that maybe adding gemtuzumab to traditional treatments improves outcomes in various patient populations. So there has been some interest in potentially, again, looking at this and seeing if it again becomes available in the States.